Chapter 2. The Decision. As soon as I made the decision to make a change, even though I had no idea what that change was going to be, the weight of dissatisfaction lightened. Finally, I felt like I was on the right path, but the sense of urgency was still there. Along with the urgency was confusion. You see, I am not an intuitive person by nature. Did I mention I have a minor in mathematics? Logic and planning were in my comfort zone. I learned to step out of my comfort zone and try new things. And today, as a professional keynote speaker, I don't even know where my comfort zone is anymore. I've gotten comfortable with being uncomfortable, in a near constant state of growth and development. But back then, logic ruled. I would carefully research and plan all my steps, weighing the possibilities for failure and success, and my method was to think through decisions and imagine the possible outcomes. Worst case, best case, and everything in between. The thought process behind the decision-making, it has a look to it. Imagine a bank of big, white, fluffy clouds. And in each cloud hangs a question to ponder when making decisions. The worst thing that could happen is, well, worse than that is, well, is there anything worse than that? Could I live with that if it went bad? Would it make a difference in 5 years, 10 years? Would anyone else be hurt? If I don't do this, then the worst that can happen is. And the flip side, if I do this, the best thing that could happen is, what is better than this? Would it make a difference in 5 years, 10 years? What other good things could happen with this success? If I don't do this, the best thing that could happen is. Even now, this is my thought process through every decision. Sometimes I'll write it out. Most of the time, it's in my head as I discover.